Now we're on to Jacksonville, and we did some, plan for that today. It's such a good opportunity now that it's been extended from, a 90-man cut to a 75 cut. So we get more looks at more people, and I think, in my opinion, it's great, and we're really excited to see some guys flying around. I know they are, too.
Coach Julio said the ones were giving the guys a look and kind of, encouraging them and trying to help them get ready for their extended activity.
Yep. Yeah, some will play none, some will play a small amount, and some will play a lot. Mm-hmm. And over the course from when especially the rookie players led when they arrived here back in May, they've helped, mentor these guys all along. So they're anxious to see them get some extended playing time. And they're an extension of the coaches and then helping them, be the best they can be. So he's a perfect example of that, who is.
And how do you, I know you all practice keeping an open mind to see if somebody surprises or shocks you there.
Isn't there usually the case where after the game, I hope you guys are asking me, okay, coach, what about player X? And there usually is that player who just is trying to show the best version of what he can do. And that's the goal for the players into this spot. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. Only worry about the things that we can. That's their effort, their intensity. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of guys. I know they're excited. We are too.
How's Pastor and how did he look for you there at the workout session?
Yeah, we're trying to get extra work. The contact portion, you can imagine missing that much contact portion as a lineman. And so we were able to get some extra work today. We'll do that again tomorrow. He won't participate in the game. He's not cleared for all the stuff, but these individual sessions are important for him to get that feeling of the contact back in a new offense. So he's off to a really good start.
And Jefferson has a late add for you.
Yeah, he has been, and we wanted to add another player inside. He's got the versatility to play end and tackle. He came out of Mississippi State, and we had good remarks on him. So I got a chance to see him a little bit yesterday, today, and we'll get a chance to see him in the game as well.
6'2", 280, or is he bigger than that now?
He's actually a little lighter than that. So okay. He's been kind of bouncing back and forth depending on, team. Hey, let's try yet defensive end. So he's tried to get a little lighter. So it looks like a guy who could fluctuate as you need to. We're going to play him both at defensive end and maybe in some nickel three technique, much like we do with Chris Odom, some who's the kind of the bigger defensive end who can play a little bit of nickel defensive tackle. So we'll take a look at him in the game as well.
Is Casey definitely out?
He's definitely out, yep. So trying to think the guys that won't play. KZ is out for sure. I'm trying to think who else. And Martin Effetti won't be available, so he's still dealing with this foot process. And Hill as well. Yep, will be out. So other than that, for training camp, the team's in good health, and having the extra time here to get more looks at more players is a real advantage this year, Matt. So we're going to try our best to take advantage of it and give guys the looks. They've really busted their butt, and so now is that reward time to say, show me what you've learned, and we're excited for it.
So it kind of feels like the veteran guys who aren't going to be playing, it's a different feel for this final game, right? I mean, they're kind of like almost rooting for these guys. This is kind of like their...
They are, and they'll be. That's a small portion who won't get a lot of terms. We're going to try and take care of those guys best they can, especially some of the guys we thought have had a really good camp. But they are rooting for these guys, and they have been at the position in the same meeting room, and so they're definitely pulling for them, and they know who, where they're at. They've been with them every step of the way, so they're definitely pulling for them. You'll see a lot of excitement from them as well.